rest of the story. We're going to join Eddie and Clarence Berggren when girls still wore bobbed hair and Chicago was winning a World Series. So you can see this was a long time ago. Carl Sandburg was penning his best poems. Frank Lloyd Wright was etching his name indelibly in steel and stone. And Big John Berggren wanted to be a dairy farmer, so he moved his family to Decatur, Michigan. Wife Nellie adapted to the life of a farm wife. Clarence adapted more or less, but not Eddie. Eddie was fascinated by the fledgling vocation of photography. In 1916, Americans were already being mobilized for war. Eddie was too young for a uniform, but in a baseball cap and corduroy knickers, he was down at the train station with his camera, taking pictures of departing soldiers. These he then developed and sold to their families, so at the age of 13, he had his first job. He was earning money with a camera. And his love for photography was to be a lifelong love. Eddie's dairy farmer father was very young when he died, 40 or so. Mother Nellie took the boys back to Chicago, back to the familiar environment of the mostly Swedish immigrant district known as Lakeview. Nellie was a good and a gallant woman. She would be both parents to her sons. But the boys realized that they'd have to go to work now. Eddie's fascination with photography was expanding now to cinematography. Charlie Chaplin and Pretty Mary Pickford decorated the silent screen. But it was less to be near them than to be near the camera gear that inspired young Eddie to seek and get a job as a movie house projectionist. And for these preoccupations, Eddie was not a good student in school. He was always on the narrow edge of flunking. Each semester, he just managed to squeak by. Eddie was a stunningly handsome young man, almost too pretty to be a boy. He'd have been a worthy subject for his own picture-taking. But then, his hair began to recede when he was barely into his teens. Painfully shy, to compensate for his disappearing hair, he became a dapper dresser. But from then on, a photographer's model he was not. Eddie was 13 when he saw the ad in the magazine offering a booklet, 64 pages, all about how to be a professional photographer for 25 cents. With high hopes, he mailed in his quarter. Now, how in the world does one explain the rest of the story? Happenstance, carelessness, the post office. Anyway, the catalog company sent Eddie the wrong book. And the boy who wanted above all else to be a photographer found himself reading about how to be something else. The book told him how to get a Halloween mask and stuff it with paper mache, and he was intrigued. So Eddie got a Halloween mask and he stuffed it. And then he followed the rest of the instructions. And he completed the project and he tried it. And the boy who might have been a so-so photographer, was thus launched into an entirely different career direction. Ultimately, himself to mingle with the stars. For it was in the book he was sent by mistake that young Eddie Berggren learned to become a ventriloquist, and he became the greatest of them all, Edgar Bergen. And now you know the rest of the story.